Well, Governor Chris Christie isn't the only governor who runs the Port Authority. The agency also answers to Governor Cuomo. As WNYC's Andrea Bernstein has uncovered, Cuomo was informed early on about the lane closures in Fort Lee on the George Washington Bridge, but he didn't speak about it publicly for months. And Andrea joins us now. So, Andrea, does anything in the documents released implicate Governor Cuomo?
No, there is absolutely nothing that suggests that he knew about this scheme or was any way involved in it beforehand, that he greenlighted it, nothing like that. But there is, very early on, the Saturday after the lane closures, which was, by the way, Yom Kippur, there's a message from Pat Foy. He's the top Cuomo appointee at the Port Authority, and he sends an email message to the head of Bridges saying, were Wildstein and Baroni doing anything else? Second floor request, need to know ASAP. The second floor is Albany speak for the second floor of the Capitol, where the governor and his top aides have his offices. Now, we heard nothing from Governor Cuomo for another 3 months. He didn't say anything publicly until he was asked by Susan Arbiter on WCNY Radio upstate on his frequent radio, one of his frequent radio appearances, what he had to say about it. And he really downplayed the whole thing. Here's what he said.
I don't know anything more than basically has been in the newspaper, because it's basically a New Jersey issue.
So Andrew, what do we learn about Cuomo and Bridgegate?
Well, what's fascinating about these documents, and to be sure, these documents are responsive to a specific subpoena request about a specific New Jersey-based scheme. But in reading the documents over the weekend and in speaking to a number of current and former employees of Cuomo or the Port Authority, what they show is that the Cuomo staff did not have nearly the political operation inside the Port Authority that Governor Christie did. Governor Christie's aides were emailing about Pat Foy. They were calling him a piece of excrement, a piece of crap. Those are some of the more family-friendly things that were said. The chair of the Port Authority board, David Sampson, seemed more disturbed at the fact that Foy might have leaked the story to the Wall Street Journal than he was about the story itself. And meanwhile, Pat Foy is speaking to the professional staff. There's no evidence in the documents that he had a political circle around him of the kind that the Christie team had built within the Port Authority.
Yeah, but the Port Authority is a bi-state agency. It's run by both New Jersey and New York. Don't both governors share power over the agency?
Historically, yes. Traditionally, the chair of the board is appointed by New Jersey. The executive director is appointed by New York. Under the Pataki administration, he appointed George Marlin, the former Conservative Party chair, to the board of the Port Authority. Christine Todd Whitman thought that was too political, so she insisted on a deputy director who would report straight to the New Jersey board. Now, what happened is, you remember, Christie became governor a year before Cuomo, and he came in and he very aggressively populated the Port Authority with his political allies. His two top appointees, remember, a former state senator, a former political blogger, and the Record reported early on that he put in 50 patronage appointees. So while that was happening, then Cuomo comes in a year later, but the guy heading the Port Authority, Chris Ward, is in charge of getting the 9/11 10th year anniversary going, so he doesn't replace him. So basically Cuomo gets way behind. And as one former staffer described it to me, he said the Christie appointees were very present. His words were, they came in like cockroaches.
Okay. And just to wrap up, Andrea, you know, Bridgegate, as this scandal is being called, it's, you know, taking place in the lead up to the 2016 presidential race. What does this mean for Cuomo or Christie?
Well, we don't know what kind of political operations Cuomo might have set up, but we certainly see in this story Christie having used his government powers to very aggressively advance his political ends. In this case, in the Port Authority, and I was a little surprised by this, Cuomo does not seem to have had such an aggressive political role.
All right, WNYC's Andrea Bernstein. Thanks so much, Andrea.
Thank you.
You're listening to WNYC.